Freestyle Travel. Hey, everybody. This is the Freestyle Travel Show. I am your host, Kenny Flannery, and I'm drinking rum. I'm in the Bahamas. I'm in Nassau right now. Unexpected. One text message from my bar turned into me being here. Yeah, didn't see this one coming at all, but here I am. So that's what I'm going to talk about this episode, how I wound up here in the Bahamas from Florida. It worked out pretty well. Let me take a sip of rum. Clinkety clankety. A little bit of travel magic. There's nothing like it. So, yeah, I don't even know what to say in this intro because all I'm going to do is talk about how I got here. So let's just jump right into it. Alrighty, jumping in earlier than usual, but here we are. I'm in Nassau in the Bahamas, and last episode, less than a month ago, a couple weeks ago, whatever it was, I was in St. Petersburg, Florida, and I was staying, I was basically couch surfing in a Holiday Inn hotel room with a guy who had looked to interview me about traveling and hitchhiking, and then I ended up helping him film some behind-the-scenes stuff for his photo shoot and other stuff that he had going on. And, yeah, in the last episode, I was in his hotel room. He had gone to Orlando for something, and I was planning on leaving maybe the next day. And what happened? What had happened? Another clinkety-clankety. One sec. A little sip of rum. Gotta kill this rum bottle tonight. Yeah, so I was going to go film at a brewery. So regular listeners know that I have a show called Hopping, the Backpacking Beer Adventure, where my buddy and I, Nick, go to breweries and interview the brewers and drink the beer and then hitchhike to the next spot. So we're going to do that again this summer, film a second season. But in between, I decided I was going to film these little smash episodes. Just me, because Nick's obviously in New York. I'm on my own, and don't have all the time in the world to edit, so I was just going to film these little, like, feature videos. Like, so when I find a brewer I like, you know, take a couple videos, maybe talk to someone, maybe not, but yeah, put up a little 2 to 5 minute video kind of thing. So anyways, I was going to do that, and I did that. I went to a Flying Boat Brewery, and they're like, you should come back tomorrow, because they're beer garden's opening. So I'm like, all right, well, that extended me another day in St. Petersburg. Totally worth it. You can watch that video, by the way, on youtube.com/hopping, flying boat. It turned out pretty good. And yeah, and at that point, Jason was getting back, the guy I was staying with, and it was really close to Super Bowl, and there I was in like the Tampa Bay area, and I was like, all right, I should stay for that energy. I just love being in a place that loves their team. And to be honest, it's nothing like New Orleans. I was there when the Saints won the Super Bowl, and everyone's a Saints fan. In Tampa Bay, it's just like a bunch of, yeah, no offense, Tampa, a bunch of fair weather fans for the most part. Obviously, there's some diehards in there, but I was kind of surprised the lack of energy. But it was still better than nothing. It's still pretty fun. So I did stay there for the Super Bowl and then left that Monday morning. How does this bring me to the Bahamas? I'm getting to that. So my original idea was to go to Costa Rica. That's why I kind of came down to Florida to catch a cheap flight in that direction. And yeah, that seemed like it wasn't going to work out, which is funny because now I'm here. Because the whole idea was I didn't want to get stuck there with like COVID junk. And I ended up coming here. But yeah, so then my idea was to go to the Keys. So I'm like, I'll just hitchhike to the Keys and I'll see some friends along the way, make some friends. Got some people I haven't seen in a long, long time in like Fort Myers and Naples. You know, I had plenty of excuses and places to stop and breweries on the way. And so I set off towards Sarasota. But first I had to go to Riverview, which is this town on the other side of the bay where I filmed Jason's photo shoot. This guy covered himself in gold paint and had a photo shoot. Total professional job sort of thing. And I filmed some of it, but I left a little tripod there. Not a big deal, but I wanted to get it back, you know. So I knew that was kind of going to be a pain. But I stuck out my thumb still in St. Petersburg and just got the luckiest ride. This guy picked me up, kayak on top of his car. He said he was going basically to the next exit or to like a truck stop or something. I'd been standing in the same spot for over an hour, so I was just like, yeah, cool, whatever. Anything's better than here. And yeah, next thing I knew, he was just like, I sort of told him where I was going. He's like, dude, I'll just take you to wherever this tripod is. So he took me like 30, 40 minutes all the way to this random neighborhood, got my tripod, and then got me back on the road. Best possible ride I could have asked for. I'm going to drink to that, actually. Real nice guy, kind of winging it. He's got a lot of things going on, but at the same time, he's a free person, you know. So he was just kind of cruising around. Super nice. I actually might see him here again pretty soon. Oh, and he gave me a hammock. So he drops me off at a rest area, and he gives me a hammock. And like, I don't know. I've always kind of made fun of hammock people, and I've also kind of always wanted to try the hammock thing, and it's just extra weight, and I've gotten pretty good at like turning stuff down, but he handed me this. He'd been talking about the hammock, and he'd been talking about camping with it and stuff, and then I don't know, it's weird, like once every year or two, sometimes twice a year, someone will hand me a cigarette like on a balcony, and I'll be just drunk enough, and they'll hand it to me in such a confident way, and I'll be so receptive to it. And I don't smoke cigarettes, but for whatever reason, like, I accept that cigarette and I smoke it happily. It's weird. It's like, I don't smoke. Usually if someone's like, hands me a cigarette, I say no. It kind of reminded me of that. I was just like, yeah, okay. I'll take that hammock. So I ended up sleeping in it for the next four nights, that night included, trying to get used to it. It's definitely big and bulky. It's not something I would keep in the long term, but it's my first time screwing around with a hammock. And at this point, obviously, I've made a backpack that turns into a tent. I can make an ultralight hammock that packs up to nothing. So whatever, if I end up kind of liking this thing, then maybe I'll make my own one or incorporate it into the bivy pack design or something. So anyways, yeah, he gives me that hammock. I wait a while to get another ride. Finally, I do. And I get a ride from a brewer, and that was funny, because I was going to go meet a girl at a brewery in Sarasota, and he said he was going to Bradenton, and I was like, oh, wow, Bradenton. This is like the first 30 seconds of me getting in the car. He said he was going to Bradenton, and I was like, oh, wow. Originally, I was going to go to Bradenton, because there's this place called Liquid Gold or something like that. Whatever it's called, brewery, Good Liquid. And he's like, are you, and it's in Bradenton. And I was like, but they're closed on Monday, so I'm actually going to this other place called Big Top. He's like, are you messing with me? And I was like, no. And he's like, oh, I work at a brewery. And then I noticed that like his shirt had his brewery on it. His mug had stickers on it. That's why he thought I was messing with him. Like he thought I just like read the car and said that, but, nope. It's like, no, I actually wasn't going to go in there, and I'm actually, my destination right now is Big Top Brewery. He's like, oh, shit, well, let's go have a beer then. I was like, all right. So he told me about the brewery that he worked at. I think it's called Bullfrog Creek Brewery or something like that. It's up by Riverview. And, yeah, we're just talking beer and just crazy coincidence, and then he just takes me directly to the Big Top spot and got me a beer or two, chatted for a little bit. He knew the brewer there. And he took off, and then this girl came and met me, just a Tinder girl that I met. So, quick side note on Tinder. I know some of you, or maybe some of you are like, what about the Bahamas? we're getting to that. It comes in Sarasota. But yeah, oh, Tinder real quick. Side note, I forget if I talked about this in the last episode. I know I've talked about it before. But once upon a time, I heard about a guy. Once upon a time, that sounds so crazy. I don't know, like 4, 5, 6 years ago, I heard about a guy using Tinder to not hook up, but get rides, like basically hitch rides across Canada. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then sort of as a joke, I was like, I wonder if I can use Tinder as like a couch surfing app. Just sort of like the inverse of like, you know, some douchers try to use couch surfing as a like a Tinder app, you know, to hook up, which is not what it's for. And Tinder's not for couch surfing, but I was like, all right, let me flip it on its head. And it actually worked. It worked for sure in Poland. I couch surfed with a girl through Tinder, and it like kind of worked in a couple other places where just logistically it didn't work out, but people were receptive to it. So anyways, I told Jason about that, the dude I was staying with in Orlando. I just sort of like mentioned it offhand, and then he was like, wait a minute, let me try this. So he tried it, and like, man, just like some waterfall started coming down, just like everything's working out. He was just meeting all kinds of people, like, you know, stop treating Tinder like a hookup app and treat it like a meetup or couch surfing or hitchhiking app. And like, he was getting all kinds of girls hitting him up like, yeah, I can give you a ride here, or let me show you around town there. And then, so it's sort of like a ping pong effect. It's like, I told him this thing, and then I watched the advice I gave him, like, do really well. And I was like, oh, I should do that again. Like, so got back on there on Tinder. And anyways, that's how I met this girl in Sarasota. I was just like, you know, let me see if I can use this again. Not necessarily for a couch surfing, but just like meet people to cruise around with. And yeah, she ended up being super cool, this girl who met me at the brewery. So we ended up, she couldn't host me or anything because she's living with her folks, this and that, but super cool. It was great to have like a drinking buddy and a good conversationalist for the night. 3, 4, or 5 beers, whatever we had there. And yeah, that was a good way to enter Sarasota. Ride from a brewer straight to the brewery, buying me a beer or two, and then meeting a new local. And then camping in a hammock from a hammock given to me from the last guy that gave me a ride. So yeah, I found a place to camp, hammocked out, and then yeah, I was like, I don't know, how long am I gonna kick it here in Sarasota, and this could be it. Another sip of rum, thinking all these breweries, and soon we'll be in the Bahamas. Yeah, next day I'm like, all right, let me there's like one or two other breweries worth checking out. I was kind of waiting to see if the Big Top girl would want to meet up again. Didn't really have anything else going on in Sarasota to keep me there, but I'm like, all right, let me check out the brewery. So I go to this one brewery called Calusa, and like, damn, the beer's really good. I almost wanted to do one of my little hopping mini episodes there, and maybe I still will. I don't know. If I get back up there, I will. I asked them, and they were totally down. But yeah, I'm kind of talking to this dude to my right. He was there before I was there, and he's getting some pretty good beers. We're kind of making small talk, and then a woman comes in, and she takes like a pretty nice camera, and I see her take a picture of her first beer. So I'm just like, oh, cool. So I'm taking a photo of a beer. Like, what are you up to? So we start talking, and she's traveling all the time, training for medical purposes, I guess. I forget the exact specifics, but basically training people. So she's traveling all the time, sometimes with her husband, sometimes not, but they're both into beer, and she's not sure why she's taking a picture of the beer, but she's like, I know we want to do something, but she doesn't know what, whether it's like an Instagram or YouTube thing or whatever. We just keep talking, and then the dude next to me I'd kind of been talking to, he's just like, hey, let me get your number, because I'd sort of told her my whole story, and he was sort of listening in and stuff, and we talked a little bit before, and he's like, I got this sailboat. I just sailed here from Maine. Took me 4 weeks, and now I'm hanging out. Like, if you want to go sailing or something. I'm like, what? Obviously. Yeah, let's go. Sweet. So then we start talking some more, and then, yeah, it was just good times, and so I went and found another place to string up that hammock, and I'm like, hung out the next day, and then the day after went and linked up with that dude and went sailing. Like, and he ended up being cool as hell. He does some like promotions, basically like a manager for concerts, festivals, this sort of thing, just in that world, you know, live sound and whatnot, and just super cool. So obviously we had a lot in common, and you know, he just lives to live, you know. If he can get his adventure going, he's on it. I mean, he just sailed down from Maine. So it's like an easy hang. And he's into craft beer. So after a day of sailing, and now we're getting to the Bahamas. Now we're getting to the Bahamas. So after a day of craft beer, there's not a lot of breweries in this area. So we go back to Calusa. I'd already been to another one called Brew Life in the interim. It was a good hang, but the beer at Calusa was better. So we both went back there, had some beers. He took off, and then I'm hanging there like, oh, I'll get another beer or two. Is this how this worked? No, I'm going in reverse. I just forgot the whole story. All right, so actually, it was the night before we went sailing that this happened. I just went to Calusa like three times, I guess. I like that brewery. I'm mixing up my own story. So yeah, in between meeting him the first time and going sailing, I'm at Calusa, and I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking about the hopping show that we're about to film this summer. And I've got a friend, Laura, and she's done like a bunch of documentary work, and she's given me good advice before on everything from equipment to shows and things like this. So I'm just like, I wonder what she's doing. I haven't talked to her in a minute. So I just sent her a text, and she's like, oh, I'm in the Bahamas. And I'm like, oh, I'm in Florida. Bahamas would be nice. And she's like, oh, well, actually, that's a coincidence. She's like, I got a camera in Orlando. And it's kind of expensive to ship. Like, be maybe the same or cheaper to fly you out here if you're down. And I'm like, hell yeah. So, yeah, I started looking into it. She started telling me what the deal was, and I was just like, all right, let's do this. So, yeah, started looking into what I had to do. I had to get a test and this kind of junk, strung up my hammock. So then it was the next day, actually, that I met up with Buddy to go sailing, and then we wound up at Calusa again, of course. It's a good brewery. And, yeah, so then I did the last of the research, got the flight set up, got the test set up that I needed to get, a little COVID test, fancy junk, and yeah, I was good to go. So then my new friend with the sailboat, he had some stuff he could be doing in Orlando, so he ended up giving me a ride eventually to Orlando, and that was that. I got to Orlando, hit up a brewery, of course, and hopped on a flight. And a little layover in Miami, and happy days. Touchdown in Nassau. Well, clinky clink to that. Yeah, freaking nuts. So, you know, there's a few of these little COVID hoops to jump through, and there's some sort of little insurance deal. I mean, I get through the specifics. They're all going to change. You know, all this crap's changing all the time. But basically, it was like just have a test, pay for the insurance, hop on a flight. I've had to take some dumb survey every day that I've been here, or else they'll like fine me $1 million or whatever. Basically, I go online and fill out a 6-question survey. Do you got COVID? No. Do you hang out with COVID people? No. I'm like, oh, cool. You're good. And yeah, I had to get another test today. Today was day 5. I had to get another test. It was free. Took 2 seconds. And then just to get back to the United States, nothing to do with the Bahamas, no matter where you're coming from, as of January 26, to get back in the United States, you need a negative test less than 3 days ago for when you're flying in. So that just kind of worked out because whatever, Bahamas requires you have a test after you've been here for 5 days, and turns out I'm only going to be here for less than a week, so that one test will do double duty. Satisfy the Bahamas and get me back into the States. So yeah, overall, it'll be 5, 6, 7, I don't know, like a week that I've been here, and I'm flying to Miami tomorrow, but it's been awesome. So I got here and met up with my friend, gave her the camera, and she, I don't know, I haven't been able to hang out with her. It kind of sucks. Hopefully tomorrow on my way out. So I don't know the exact deal, but she's like filming something here. And I think this condo or Airbnb that I'm in, she rented, but then she has a house exchange. So anyways, like, I've had this condo to myself entirely since I've been here. Like, I literally got here, and it was like, hello, and she was already, like, out the door. She was rushing out the door. I didn't talk to her for 10 minutes, maybe 5, you know? Just, she's like, here you go. The room downstairs, it's you. You're good. So I've had this whole place to myself. And that's, yeah, it's it's been pretty nice, you know, it's been mellow. It's just like, there's not a lot going on, like, social-wise around here. It's a pretty damn small island. It's like, I don't know, 10 miles long or something like that. Like, so I did hit two breweries, the only two craft breweries. One's only open Friday and Saturdays. There's, like, nobody there. They only had four beers on tap. And the other one, pretty much the same. They're open, I think, 6 days a week. Riptide, that's the one I did, I filmed there the other day. So you can watch that video on hopping, too. But other than that, I've just been hitting the beach, like, and that is empty. I think just, you know, with all this COVID junk, people don't know that it's open, slash they might not be able to leave their country, or they're not willing to jump through the little hoops. Cruise ships aren't running, which is like a big thing over here. So, yeah, not a lot of activity, but it's been cool. Like, I just go to this beach, and like I said, you can check out that video on youtube.com/hopping for Riptide. But also, my main channel, Hobo Lifestyle, I'm going to get up a video. I got a ton of cool footage, just drone footage over the beach. Today, I went into the water, and there are just like all these yellow striped fish. I think one of my friends said they're called like Sergeant Majors or something like that. I forget the actual name. That's not it. But yeah, these fish were just like swimming around me. Like they became my friends, like just following me. So I got footage of them with the GoPro underwater. I got a bunch of cool stuff. So on Hobo Lifestyle, eventually that video will go up probably in the next week or whatever, whenever I have time to sit down somewhere and edit it. Just beautiful around here. And it's just what I was craving. Just that, something about that color of water, just that turquoisey color, clear water. It's been really nice. And there's no one around, so I just hop in and swim and don't have to worry about my stuff on the beach. I'm just cruising. Nice sand, you know? Super mellow. And then I've had this whole place to come back to, and I'm recording this podcast here. I got some editing done. I got some writing done. I'm got another book in the works. Like, so it's been good all around. Food's expensive. That's the one thing where I probably fucked up. I didn't really eat any of the Bahama food, you know? I guess, like, conch is a big thing. I don't even really know what conch is, to be honest. Whatever I'm missing, I don't think I'm really missing much, but just everything's super expensive. So I've been eating like a college kid in Missouri or something, you know, just pasta and my go-to's cans of tuna fish. So that's probably the one place where I screwed up, but at the same time, like, I don't want to pay $15 for fried conch fritters or whatever. Like, I'm good, I'm sure it's fine. But yeah, that's probably the one area where I screwed up. But other than that, I think I've been doing pretty well. Doing pretty good. Just, yeah, kicking it. Hit that brewery twice, like I said. It's good. And tried to go to Atlantis. Atlantis is like the big resort, mega resort. I think they got like a water park in there. I tried to go there. I don't think they're letting people in. They've created some sort of like bubble within a bubble within a bubble. It's like you need like 15 negative COVID tests with masks and a vaccine and proof that you haven't fucking looked at anybody in 18 years or something. I don't know what they're doing over there. So I've been enjoying it otherwise. And yeah, my friends are coming back here tomorrow, and speaking of, they're like super nervous about the COVID thing. So I can't even stay here once they get back. But that's okay. I've been here long enough, you know, gotten my mellow on. And like I said, there's not much other social stuff to be doing, but hopefully we'll hang out tomorrow for breakfast or something, just so I can find out what she's been up to, what she's been doing, then head to the airport. I got my ticket all set up. I'll be in Miami tomorrow. And yeah, happy days. Actually, now I'm starting to talk about outro stuff, so let me zip into the outro and then move along. All right, freaking Bahamas. First time here. Happy days. Can't wait to come back again when things are a little more chill. And yeah, I'd love to just like laze about, catch boats and stuff, you know, go down to the docks and hitch rides. I just heard too much stuff about like, oh, island to island, there's like Corona Task Force or some crap. And I don't know, I just don't want to deal with all that junk. But yeah, it would be nice to come back. And someone said there's like 700 islands, you know, and some of them are just like big as a basketball court, nobody on them. But yeah, it'd be fun to just like hitch rides on boats and hit as many of them as you could, you know. So maybe that's in the cards for the next time. But yeah, the flight is booked. It's good. It's probably going to walk to the airport tomorrow. It's like a four-hour walk, but taxis are ridiculous, like more than flights to get to the airport. So I'm just going to walk it. And yeah, it's to Miami. I get there tomorrow night. Actually, the guy who gave me the hammock, this guy Enrique, apparently he's going to meet me at the airport tomorrow. Because he, like I said, he's just freewheeling it too. He's just cruising around. I think he's picking up a new kind of camper van hybrid sort of thing around there anyways. So he may pick me up at the airport tomorrow. And I think he's going north or something. So I don't know. But yeah, my idea is just to head on down to the Keys pending random travel magic or other stuff that happens. Just hitch on down to as far as Key West. I think there's four breweries down there. I'll probably hit each and every one of those. Maybe camp out. My new friend Jason from St. Pete, he said he knew someone there who might be able to put me up on their boat, like ex-couch surfing host or something. So there's plenty of options, just screwing around, seeing what's what, having a good old time, taking way more video than normal too. So you'll be seeing more of that popping up on the Hobo Lifestyle YouTube channel for sure. Definitely everything basically I just described in this episode, I've got video of a lot of it. Video from the sailboat, video from hitchhiking down from St. Pete all the way through the Bahamas. So yeah, I'm trying to get on top of that again. Keep those videos consistent. And yeah, it's been fun. Give me a little extra something to do. And good times all around. Yeah, I'm excited, and Who knows what can happen. 1 minute you're in a brewery texting a friend you haven't seen in a while. Next minute you're taking videos of fish in the Bahamas. Fucking A. Good times had by all. One more little ice cube clink for y'all. And yeah, hope you're having a good one. And I will see you down the road. To hell with plans I made, I need a new escape. All my shit straight, I'll get my big bread.